kind of like a grassroots type thing to where you have people always saying, well, what can I do? Where can I help?
Mike Stokes is a volunteer at the Center for Persons with Disabilities Assistive Technology Program at USU. He began leading an effort to make face shields for medical workers with 3D printers. He is among many people in the state who are working to provide personal protective equipment to essential workers. Stokes says the idea came to him after a conversation with a relative who works as a dentist. Not only did he find a need for face masks, but even more so for face shields.
We added some spacing on the part that's on the brow above your eyes so that it would clear your glasses if you're wearing glasses and a mask.
Stokes' efforts quickly led to a collaboration with the College of Engineering and the Center for Persons with Disabilities at Utah State University. According to Stokes, the design qualifies as medical grade for both the Bear River Health Department and Intermountain Healthcare. Other people who want to help are making face masks, including Eileen Sheen, who is working with her church group to provide masks to Little Lambs and CAPSA.
So when I heard what they were doing, I just said, what can I do to help?
According to Stokes, anyone with access to a 3D printer can help make PPE. They also need old overhead projector transparencies from schools or teachers and have a Dropbox set up at USU's campus. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.